out at Hays City Store and Ice House on the 1st. But it's also a very important day. It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It starts today, and wanted to start the month with a good friend on the hotline there, Dr. David Cuellar from Urology Austin, to talk about and highlight why it is so important to make sure you're getting things checked out. It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. Cuellar joins us. Doc, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
No, we appreciate you coming on, Doc. I'll be over there October 20th to see Eric Giesler. Is that correct, Dr. G over there?
Yeah, that's one of my partners. He's great.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It really should be any month for men. I'm 48. Bucky's in his 60s now. Talk about the importance of this month and then how common prostate cancer is right now.
Sure. So thanks for having me on the show. I've been practicing here in Austin for about 18 years, and as you guys know, I'm a big fan of the show. You guys had me on your show in 2013, and things have changed quite a bit since then everywhere. We did an interview at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I had a great time with you guys, and the next guest that you guys were talking about after me was the new AD, Steve Patterson. So, my, how things have changed.
Wow.
Back then, Urology Austin was 15 physicians. We've got 50 providers now. We're now the seventh largest group in the country. So things have changed quite a bit for us as well. But yeah, let's talk about prostate cancer since it is September 1st. It is one of the most common cancers for men. About 1 in 9 men will develop prostate cancer in their life. And most of these guys don't even have any symptoms. So a lot of my patients come in and they say, I don't think I have prostate cancer because I'm doing fine. Well, most of our guys don't have any symptoms. So the key is early detection. And the way we detect that is with a blood test and a prostate exam. And that is two quick things. It takes 5 seconds for each of those. Nobody likes to do it, but it's really important because if you detect these things early, the cure rate is extremely high. And one of the other things to highlight is that not all men need treatment. In the last 10, 15 years, we've gone more toward watching men who have prostate cancers that are not lethal. So a lot of men don't even need treatment. We just need to figure out which guys need treatment and which ones don't.
You know, Doc, when you talk about the different ways, now, when you talk about a blood test, obviously the first time I met Eric G there, we were very friendly with each other. But after that, now 6 months later, I've got to go in for a second. Am I able to take a blood test instead of going through the other way?
Well, the blood test is important, but the exam is also important. One thing that's changed since our last interview is MRI, a type of X-ray that looks at the prostate. So MRIs are getting better and better at picking up prostate cancer. And so with the use of MRI and MRI-guided biopsies, we're able to, A, pick up more lethal cancers that we were having trouble finding in the past, but also avoiding biopsies. Some men that get an MRI that looks okay, they don't need the biopsy. So we're trying to bother guys as little as possible.
Prostate Cancer Awareness Month begins today, so please make a plan to get in and see your urologist. Who are, we talk about ages when you should start getting these things checked. Is it 40? Is it 50? What is the recommended time now for a man to get in and make sure he starts getting this pre-screening?
So it's about the age of 50. It depends on the patient, and that's the conversation between the urologist and the patient to figure out when it's time to start screening. But the guys that need to start earlier, about age 40, are African-American men and men with a family history. So these guys are at increased risk for prostate cancer. And older men, as you age, your risk also goes up. But, yeah, screening at age 50 for most men, 40 for others.
Now, any signs, Doc? Are there any signs that will tell you may be having a problem that you may just kind of bypass and say, I've been using the bathroom a lot at night for a long, long time. This is nothing that's new. I mean, any of those kind of signs?
Unfortunately not. Most guys don't have signs. If you're having signs, urinary issues, it's usually because the prostate's enlarged, and that has nothing to do with prostate cancer. And so, again, most of our patients with prostate cancer don't have any symptoms. And if they do, oftentimes it's too late. It's kind of a late stage, and we've kind of missed that window of opportunity to take care of them.
So we have a listener out there that doesn't even have a urologist, Doc. I mean, they don't even, they've got a primary care physician and they see every now and again. What would be your recommendation on finding the right urologist for you?
Well, listening to your primary care doc is key, but you want to go to a urologist and to a group with lots of experience, and that's where Urology Austin comes into play. In the last decade, we've treated over 5,500 men with robotic surgery. We treated nearly 4,000 men with radiation, And currently we have 1,000 men on surveillance, meaning they have prostate cancer, but we don't think they're going to be bothered by it. And so we're not doing anything except watching them closely. So you want to go somewhere with a lot of experience, and that would be Urology Austin.
Well, we appreciate it for sure, Doc, because, I mean, guys need to go get screened. I mean, the cancer is nothing to joke about. There's nothing, you know, there's probably nothing worse than finding out you've got that news when you could have prevented that. That's the scary part for most of us. And for us guys, you know, we kind of wait things out. And whether you're right, 45, 50, 60, we tend to say, okay, feeling pretty good. I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way to go about it.
That's right. Catching it early and detecting it early is key, and that's why today is so important and this month is so important. I really appreciate you guys getting the word out to your listeners.
Well, we will continue to beat the drum on that, and don't procrastinate about the prostate cancer. We'll come up with a catchy little slogan or whatever. And I'm going to get in there too, Doc. I'm 48 now and probably get ahead of that, probably should, and look forward to it. And thanks for the insight and just the awareness that we can create here.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right, there it is. One of the best. Dr. Cuellar, listener of our program, and if you go to their website, he still has that interview from 2013 talking about Movember back then, Men's Health Month, but yeah, it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.